Alaskans marked Elizabeth Paratovich Day on Saturday in honor of the Tlingit woman whose testimony to the territorial legislature helped pass an anti-discrimination act in 1945. A small crowd gathered at the Alaska State Museum in Juneau to hear a talk from Barbara Cadiente Nelson, a board member of Sea Alaska Native Corporation and the Douglas Indian Association, as well as a member of the Alaska Native Sisterhood.
Mrs. Paratovich's testimony exemplifies a Tlingit value that our words have spirit and life. They tear down or they build up. Choose them wisely.
Paratovich and her husband Roy were leaders of the Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood in the early 1940s, a time when Native people faced discrimination in housing and from many businesses in Juneau and elsewhere in the state. Since ANB and ANS were the leading civil rights organizations of the day, the couple petitioned Territorial Governor Ernest Gruening to introduce the Anti-Discrimination Act. Elizabeth Paratovich was the last to testify before the Territorial Senate voted on the bill in 1945. In 1988, the Alaska legislature made February 16th Elizabeth Paratovich Day to mark the anniversary of the date Gruening signed the act into law. Cadiente Nelson acknowledged the progress in the nearly 70 years since the act passed, but said there remains work to do to eliminate racism against Native people.
When I was a teacher at the Juneau Douglas High School during a painful time, the acronym CAN was written on my whiteboard and on my desk boards, is kill all Natives. That's just one glimpse as to the presence of this evil that sometimes knocks on our door.
After Cadiente Nelson's speech, the State Museum held a special screening of the documentary For the Rights of All, Ending Jim Crow in Alaska. The museum currently has an exhibit honoring Paratovich titled Alaska Native Woman Activist. It's on display through March 16th. The Juneau Douglas City Museum also has a special exhibit this month honoring Paratovich.